Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth and final parak of Masech Sota, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. May I know you mode then? Where would they measure to the closest city? Where on the body would they measure to the closest city from? Would they measure, you know, they could start the measurement at his head, at his toes, or anywhere in between. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Mitiburo, they would measure from his belly button. That's the most centrally located area of his body that houses all the internal vital organs right around that area of his body, and that's where they would measure from. Rabbi Kiva or Mechotmo, they would measure from where his nose is, because Rabbi Kiva holds that breathing is sort of the definition of life, or at least the indicator of life. Don't mean to get controversial here with brain death discussions, but respiratory death is considered to be death according to the Mishnayos. Question: how to translate that into modern day things? We're not going to get into. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mekom Shenaseh Cholal Mitzvah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that it's where he would become a chalal, meaning where you would, if you wanted to kill someone the quickest, you go after his neck, so you measure from the neck. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Niftu Zekni Yerushalayim v'haluchu lahen, after they would measure the Zekanim from the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, would go back home. They didn't have to stick around for the rest of the procedure. Zekni Yerushalayim Mavi Yenaglas Bakar Asher Lamashcha Ba'ol, and then the Zekanim of the city that was measured to be closer, they're the ones that bring the aglarufa. Ve'ena mum posel ba. A mum does not pasel an aglarufa. Amridinosel nachal esan. They'll bring it down into a nachal esan. Ve'esan kemashma ukasha. Esan means a hard ground. So it's like virgin earth. It's never been plowed. Afal pisha eno esan kasher. If it's not hard ground, it's still going to be kasher. Meaning, even though the Torah says that it has to be hard, that's not ma'akiv b'di'evet. It's just a din lechatchila. V'orfenosab kofetz me'achareha, and they would take like a meat cleaver and chop off the back, you know, from the back of its neck. And the place where they would do the aglaruva procedure, they were not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to do any avodah sakarka there. You're allowed to comb flax there. You're allowed to chisel out stones there, since that's not done with the ground itself. So, meaning you're not using the ground in doing such avodah. So, if you want to go and knit a sweater there, that's a gazantahate, you could do that. So same is true when it comes to combing flax, just stam on that area. It's not like it becomes Shabbos in that area or something, or there's any such kind of Isser Malacha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we had said that there were three opinions where on the body we would measure from. Rabbi Elazar said from the belly button, Rabbi Kiva says from the nose, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says from his neck. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that the Ziknei Yerushalayim, after measuring, would leave, and then the Zekanim of the closer city would bring the Egla Arufa. It was allowed to have a mum. They went to a Nachal Esan, but if it wasn't hard ground, it was still kosher, and they would do the chopping from the back of the neck of the animal, and that place now became also to do avodas hakarka with, but to do other avodas, not avodas hakarka, is still mutter in that place. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.